to tweet or not to tweet? That is the question. For me, the answer is not to tweet. I find the format limiting. 140 characters do not allow for in-depth analysis or for subtlety or nuance. Tweets may be good at making a big splash or declaring an idea without context, but tweets don't seem that effective a tool for hashing out complex questions or issues. And that in part is why I find it odd when people get into Twitter arguments, short missives sent across the ether for all to read about one issue or another. One of the sillier tweet arguments that I recently became aware of is between Ken Ham of the infamous Creation Museum, or as I call it, the Creation Church, who's also the founder of the Ark Encounter, a theme park based upon the biblical myth of Noah, and a writer for the Washington Post. An article in the Washington Post stated that the Ark Encounter said dinosaurs were all killed during the flood. Ken Ham took great offense at this, because at the Ark Encounter, this theme park based upon a biblical legend, the story about the dinosaurs is told differently. As if a made-up story about the demise of dinosaurs serves anyone's purpose other than those who are promoting their narrow religious agenda. My favorite part of Ken Ham's tweet defending a recreation exhibit based upon a biblical tale that was probably a rewrite of the Epic of Gilgamesh is when he wrote, "Get your facts right." Here's a guy who denies biblical scholarship and almost every branch of the natural sciences telling someone else to get their facts right. If I was to send him a tweet, it would read, "Get your facts right. The story of Noah is a legend. It is not history. Get your facts right. The earth was not created in 6 days about 6,000 years ago, as you claim. It evolved over millions of years. Get your facts right. And stop pretending that the Bible is a science book." I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam and OurJewishCommunity.org. And as always, thanks for listening.